I give thanks for Diwali. We have flags on the walls representing countries of the Indian Caribbean diaspora. This gorgeous Rangoli in the front. I really encourage you to come by and see it before it truly becomes impermanent. It's just flowers and petals, art of over 100 people. And last night we had Indian sitar and guitar and Indian dance for a glorious night of light. The 13th century theologian Meister Eckhart said, "If the only prayer you ever say is thank you, that is enough." I love this mystic mandate. Saying thank you is a tremendous spiritual acknowledgement, which we rarely do too much. But at the same time, sometimes it's just not that easy. And I think sometimes it's true that you also have to give back to the common source of good with prayer. Sometimes you have to give back to humanity in the world. So today I want to talk about prayers of thanks and prayers of giving. And prayer is our theme of the month. We're in a discussion which has been going on for centuries among Unitarians and Universalists. I want to name for me, in order to pray, you do not have to believe in a God that can hear, understand, respond, or not respond to prayers. But this is a discussion that's been going on for decades within Unitarian Universalism. Gary Kowalski, in our reading, offered a lovely idea that prayer involves expressing our sense of joyful participation with the gracious forces of life. I like to say prayer involves centering our hearts and minds while we're intentionally connecting with the spirit of life. I think there's probably as many definitions for prayer as there are people in this room, and that brings richness to our community. There's a well-known Unitarian Universalist hymn called Let It Be a Dance, which was written by Rick Maston. And this song is really a UU testament to the theology of thanks and giving. Rick tells the story of this hymn going back over 40 years to when his daughters were in high school in Northern California. There was a first-year teacher who gave a modern dance class. And soon she had 14 young ladies dancing in her group with joy and skill. Rick's two oldest daughters were members of the troupe. The teacher realized that a fantastic dance ensemble from New York City was coming through San Jose, California, their local town. So she called up all the girls, announcing that if they were willing to crowd into her VW van, she would drive them all to the show. Rick's daughters really wanted to go, but they had a previous obligation, so they could not make it. Those who did go had a great time. They were growing in their enthusiasm for dance. And then they were driving back late at night in a very tough rainstorm when a drunk driver going too fast crossed over the dividing line and crashed head-on into their van. Some did not survive the crash. But one of the teenagers who did survive was Barbara, who was a best friend of Rick's oldest daughter. Barbara's kneecaps were badly damaged. When Rick and his family visited Barbara in the hospital, Rick made her a proposition. He bet Barbara that she would dance again. And he said, "I think you're going to be dancing within a year." And he promised that he would write a song for her to dance to. So Rick and his family prayed with Barbara, giving thanks for those who survived, lifting up mourning for those who did not. And within a week, Rick prayerfully wrote Let It Be a Dance. So I call that putting prayer into action, putting arms and legs on a prayer. And during that year, Barbara in recovery must have experienced painful, sad days, but she also persevered. And exactly 1 year later, she was able to visit Rick's family in their home, and she came up the dusty mountain road dancing. She was limping, but she was dancing. And today, Barbara is a professional singer in New York City who has a very good life. The people in that story embody living out prayers of thanks and giving. But before I go any further, I want to respectfully acknowledge that many of us feel strong ambivalence around Thanksgiving. This time of year can remind us of the slaughter of the great buffalo herds and the confinement of Native Americans to wretched reservations. This time of year, we mourn the fact that countless Native Americans either had their lands seized or purchased on the cheap, or many were subjected to genocidal warfare. While naming that powerful reality, it is also true that Thanksgiving is America's most sacred non-religious holiday. At this time of year, millions of us in the human family are called to be mindful of the blessings in our lives, and we are also called to put arms and legs on our prayers and to be blessings to others. In the wake of the tragic car accident, Rick Mastin prayerfully found a way to help his friend. With dance and music together, Rick and Barbara got back into the rhythm of life. During this holiday season, I invite all of you to engage in prayers of thanks and giving, especially when you or someone you encounter needs help getting back into the rhythm of life. If you want to focus on prayers of thanks and giving, here are a few spiritual exercises for you to take action with your prayer. These are for your consideration in the coming days and weeks. I'll bet you know some of these. Number one, at this time of year, it's especially helpful to make a gratitude list. Old school. Thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you, Father Sky. Thank you, autumn trees of rust and gold. You don't have to say your list verbally. You can write it down. You can list all the people, places, and things that you're thankful for. They can even include things that happened before you were born. They can include things that you know will be happening or hope for. Thich Nhat Hanh teaches that we be grateful for the different parts of our body. Thank you, legs, for your sturdiness. Thank you, neck, for allowing me to see more. Thank you, lips, for allowing me to kiss. When it's healthy and strong, or when it's aching and struggling, your body is always a miracle for which you can feel gratitude. Number two, send a gratitude letter to somebody. This could be a relative, a neighbor, or a new buddy in church. Tell the person specifically what you appreciate about what they did. Hey, you know what? I had that big event where I was trying to organize everything. You really came in and helped out a lot. I'm so grateful. Or when I was sick, you did grocery shopping for me. Thank you. Or in the letter, be specific about what you appreciate about who they are. Thank you for your crazy sense of humor. Because in this crazy world, I need people like you who help me laugh rather than cry. Number three, engage in random acts of kindness. And then not talk about what you have done. Give generously to the world. Someone in the grocery parking lot, someone at the library, and then don't blow your own horn. Just simply smile within yourself. Be ye a lamp unto yourself and others. When we engage in spiritual practices of prayer, centering our hearts and connecting with the holy, we can participate in the most amazing experiences. This week, a Thanksgiving story which could warm the hardest of hearts played out in Center City at the Old Pine Community Center. Giving thanks and giving back, a number of folks hosted a Thanksgiving celebration, primarily for newly arrived refugees from Nepal, Burma, and Sudan. 80 families partook. They ate turkey, stuffing, cranberries, apple and pumpkin pies, and folks brought traditional dishes from their homeland to share. They celebrated dance and music from their homeland and just were so joyous to celebrate what they grew up with in this new setting. This is America's most sacred non-religious holiday at its best. We all have beacons who in some way showed us how to live this kind of life. My parents are here, Rich and Mary Ellen, and they taught me to walk the walk, how to live a life based in gratitude and being of service. So I hold up in my mind's eye. I hope that you hold up your mentors as we try to live out the life they led and continue to lead. If the only prayer you ever say is thank you, and I pray to be kind and helpful, that is enough. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Blessings be.